Tell us about the practice that's going on here tonight. I mean, these kids, they put a lot of work into this, don't they?
Yeah, we have three rehearsals each week, sometimes on Saturdays as well. Band of Vikings is a voluntary group, and all outside of the school day. And as you just saw, we had some students just leaving. We share kids between athletics and marching band and show choir. We got quite the variety of kids out here, and they work really hard. You know, the 3 days a week they're out here practicing, and also on days that we perform.
I know this weekend's a big weekend, huh?
Yeah, we got the 48th annual Viking Invitational. We start, first band's on at 4:30, and Band of Vikings will be on about 7:45. We got 9 competing groups this year, and yeah, we're looking forward to it. We got a lot of, a couple different groups we haven't had here in a while, so we're really happy about that too. KZ Westfield is coming. They haven't been here in a couple years. Lincoln's coming. I believe they came last year, but they're a group that's just started coming recently. Champaign Central will be here. Paxton Buckley Loda, Unity, St. Joe Ogden will be here this year. A lot of the variety that we get is a lot of times popular homecoming weekends are last of September, first of October. So we get sometimes we get a variety based because of that. So.
Son, I guess you got a parents group that supports this big time, huh?
Absolutely. We got a wonderful group of parents that are putting this together. We got a very active booster board that is, coming up with new things to do. And we're doing a couple new things this year that we haven't done before just to kind of make it just a little bit more special for the kids that are joining us from other schools.
So now, when's the doors open and how much to get in or whatever?
Adults are $10 this year, and seniors and K-12 students are $7. Gates will open between 3 and 3:15. We usually go kind of around an hour before the first band performs because, parents show up with kids and their bus. We want them to be able to get in and have a seat and, relax instead of having to, sit around in their car and stuff. So, we got the Class A is going to be on first, and then there's going to be a dinner break, and then Class 2A, 3A, and 4A will be after the dinner break.
Tell us a little bit about the show for Danville this year.
Our show's a little different. It's, last couple of years we've done some pretty serious shows, and one of the things we talked about as a staff right away is we want to do something different. We want to do something that's just fun. So the show is based on a mother telling her children to go to sleep, and then the children are they're upset, they don't want to go to sleep, and once they get to sleep, they start to dream about Saturday morning and what's going to happen when they wake up. And it's all about being a child. It's fun, it's light, it's not heavy music at all, it's not dark and dreary. And so there's three parts. The first part is called Cartoon. That's the actual name of the piece. Very Tom and Jerry-ish. The second piece is something everybody knows. It's Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And we have in there, our drumline puts down their drums and actually dances with the color guard, and they all have a toy. And so they're all dancing with a toy. And then the third piece is called Famicius Fantasticus, in the style of Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. And so that's what you're seeing today when you're out here. They're learning the second half of that. So very different. At the end of the show, the band, we're going to work it out. So they there's going to be an alarm clock and the mom saying, okay, kids, time to get up. And so it's a little different. It's fun. We're having a great time with it. Judges like it. They think it's a fun show, and that's what we wanted. We wanted something that was happy and fun. The guard costumes are primary colors. We have backdrops. Michaela Gomez she's one of our high school art teachers. Her art club students actually designed and painted these very colorful backdrops of a child's bedroom. And then in the front, we have these white panels, and the seniors helped do those. And I had a couple other kids in my 8th-hour class. We all got together and painted I Don't Want to Grow Up on the front of it. A lot of the seniors drew either a little picture with paint or they put their handprints on it. Just something to be very much like a child. So we're hoping that, the audience enjoys it. It's nice and fun. So there's all these little solo lines that are moving around all the time, too. So our choreographer and drill writer has little spots set up in the show. And there's a lot of like little kid movement. They're stomping their feet on the ground. There's in the closer, there's the tug of war between the color guard and the trumpets. They pull their flags back and forth like they're fighting over a toy, and just a whole bunch of little kid things.